Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the second parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph and Parak Beis Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah here is going to discuss the halacha of a well of a be'er that is located in a Rishos Harab and that is located in a public area. Now, a typical well, which would be at least 4 tefachim wide, 4 tefachim long, and 10 tefachim deep, is considered by itself to be a Rishos Hayachid, a private area. Therefore, on a Midaraisa level, on a Torah level, it is not allowed, a person is not allowed to draw water from this type of a well that is in a public area, and then put the water down next to the well. That would be a problem of Hotzav, taking it out of a Rishos Hayachid and placing it in a Rishos Harabim. Now, this problem of Hotzah when it comes to wells posed a tremendous challenge to people, specifically when they were coming to Yerushalayim on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, and they were being Ola Regel. They would travel, and they needed to feed their animals. They needed to give water to their animals as they were traveling on Shabbos. So, what were they to do? So in order to solve this problem, the Chachamim allowed people who were traveling in order to use a unique type of situation, to like a very unique type of makeshift, a temporary partition, in order to make the area around the well into a private domain, into a Rishos Hayachid, that these people can take water from the well on Shabbos. The next Mishnayos are going to describe these mechitzos, these partitions, and how they must be set up. Says the Mishnah, Osin Pasin Labe Raos, you may use the following boards in order to serve as mechitzos, as walls around the wells. Arba'a Diyumdin near in Kishmona. You need 4 double posts that look like 8 boards, meaning to say they basically have 4 double boards that would consist of 2 boards that would be perpendicular to each other, right? They'd have the basic appearance of 8 boards. So they'd make a square basically of a distance around the well, and in each corner of the square, that's where they would have these double perpendicular boards. Again, if you have a Mishnah with a picture, which is certainly helpful in this Masechta in general, it's helpful to see that there's going to be a square around the well, and at each corner of the square, there's going to be these double perpendicular boards. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, Shmona nirin kishneimasar arba diyumdin viarba pshutin. Says Rabbi Meir, no, that you require 8 boards that really look like 12, meaning to say there'd be 4 double posts that would be in the corners, like the previous opinion, like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but there would also be 4 straight boards in the middle, in between the different corners. So really you would have not 8, that would be 8 boards, but you'd really have 12. You'd have 4 corners of perpendicular boards, which would make 8, plus another 4 of singular boards in between the boards, again, as you can hopefully see in your picture of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to define the measurements of the board. It says the Mishnah, Gavon Asara Tfachim, their height must be at least 10 Tfachim, or Urachban Shisha, their width must be at least 6 Tfachim, the Avion Kolshu, and their thickness can be any amount. Now we're going to discuss how much space there may be between the double boards. Uveinehen Kimloshte Revakos Shal Shalosh Shalosh Bakar. Says the Mishnah that between these double posts there may be a gap the size of 2 groups of 3 oxen. Now, a single group of 3 oxen is 5 amos wide. We assume that each ox has a width of approximately 1 2/3 amos, and 2 groups are 10 amos wide. So 10 amos is the maximum, according to his opinion, is the maximum space that would be allowed between double posts. If the gap is any wider than one or more straight boards must be placed between the double posts, so that no space is more than 10 amos. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, shall arba arba, that the gap between them may be as wide as 2 groups of 4 oxen each, meaning a single team again of 4 is going to be 6 2/3 amos, which again is 4. It's 4, and each one is 1 2/3. So 4 times 1 2/3 equals 6 2/3. And 2 groups are going to be 13 1/3 amos Why? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, a gap of 13 and a third amos is permitted between double posts. Machlokas, is it 10 amos or is it 13 and a third amos? Continuing in the Mishnah, now we're going to explain how these two groups of either three or four oxen would be measured. Kishuros lomutaros, the width of each team and group is measured when the oxes when the oxen are tied, so that there is less space between them, and not when they are loose. Achas nechnesis viachas yotzes, the combined width of both the groups together is measured when one team is entering and one is exiting, which requires slightly more space than the group moving in the same direction. So that's how we measure them. And now we're going to continue with Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, and here we're going to define how large an area can be converted by these double posts into a private domain in order to allow a person to take water from a well on Shabbos. This is again assuming that he's traveling for a Shalosh Regalim. Says the Mishnah, Mutar Lahakrav Laber, you're allowed to place the double post close to the well, making it even smaller. Uvilvaj Tehe Para Rosh of Ruba Bifnim Vishosa, as long as there's enough space for a cow to stand with its head and most of its body inside the area and drink. The assumption is that if the space is any smaller than that, then at least half of the cow will be outside, which is going to make it more likely that a person takes water to the animal and is going to ultimately transfer it from a private area to a public area on Shabbos. And then says the Mishnah, Mutar L'Harchi Kol Shu, but you're allowed to make it as large as you possibly want, this area around the well. Uvilvad Sheyar B'Pasin, as long as one adds enough boards between them so that no gap is wider than the minimum, than the maximum amount in between boards. Again, as we saw in the previous mission, that's 10 amos according to Rabbi Meir, and 13 and a third amos according to Rabbi Yehuda. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph discussed the idea of the being extra lenient for those people who are traveling to Yerushalayim for Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot, and they need to be able to feed their animals and give their animals water to drink. So what do you do when you have a well which is considered to be a Rishas Yachid, and outside the well is a Rishas Rabban? So we said that you can make this interesting type of double post Rishas Yachid around the well to allow you to transfer from the well immediately outside the well, which would be really going within a Rishus Hayachid, which would be staying within the private area. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would just have four double posts in the corners by each of the corners of the square that you're making around the well. Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that not only do you need the corners to have these perpendicular boards of wood, but you also need to have one straight slat of wood in the middle of the square as well, also in between the corners. Then the Mishnah taught us that the height of the boards must be at least 10 tefachim, their width must be at least 6 tefachim, and their thickness can be any amount. Then the question was, how much space may be between the double post boards? So we said, according to Rabbi Meir, it was 10 amos. According to Rabbi Huda, it was 13 and a third amos. How do we measure the size of the oxen that were just being measured based on this? So we said that it's being measured, number one, when they are tied, not loose, and also when one is entering and when one is exiting. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis taught us that, number one, you're allowed to place the double post closer to the well as long as there's still enough room for the majority, for the head and the majority of the body of the animal to be able to be in the area and drink. Otherwise, we're concerned that people are going to bring the water from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. And the second part of the Mishnah taught us that you're allowed to make it as far as you want away from the well. You can create as big of Rishus HaYachid as you want. Again, presuming that, you make sure that you add enough boards between them so that there's no gap that is wider than the maximum space allowed, which again is 10 amos according to Rabbi Meir and 13 and a third amos according to Rabbi Yehuda. Have a great day.